Hello everyone. Here's our first batch of news items, which will be followed, as usual, by a selection of letters. A mobility scooter user is calling for a hedge to be cut back as she feels scared when using the pavement next to a busy road. Josephine Pye, 85, from Windsor Road, Helsdon, relies on a scooter for independence because of a painful spinal condition and arthritis. But the widow, whose husband died 5 years ago, is concerned that a path next to the 40-mile-per-hour Mulcross Lane, just before the B&M store, is too narrow for people to pass each other safely. She believes the solution could be to cut back about 5 feet of the thorny bush back to a wall and create a safe passing point, and has contacted Norfolk County Council about her concerns. The great-grandmother added, travelling on that stretch of path was tense and frustrating. Sheila Gurney, Conservative District and County Councillor for Helsdon, said, I have been and had a look at this and informed Highways of the complaint. They will take the necessary action as usual. The County Council has been approached for comment.
Champagne corks are flying after a hard-fought campaign succeeded in buying a beloved suburban deer park from a housing developer. Old Catton Parish Council announced it had purchased the green space from Devlin Developments at an extraordinary general meeting on Friday, the 24th of March. The Attleborough-based housing company bought the land, which was the inspiration for Anna Sewell's Black Beauty, from the Buxton family in April 2022, and had intended to build on a small part of the land. The Deer Park Action Group was formed to promote the protection of the Spixworth Road site. The park has been designated an asset of community value and is likely to be awarded County Wildlife Site status. Parish Council Chairman Bradley Sabaton Coe said, The Parish Council are delighted to have the opportunity to purchase the deer park and thank Devlin Developments for agreeing to the sale of the land to Old Catton. This is a significant and important green space within Old Catton that will now be protected for future generations. Devlin Developments have remained open and honest with the council regarding their intentions for the land, but we are pleased they have now decided development is not feasible and to sell the land to the parish council. The people of Old Catton can now be assured that there will be no development on this beautiful green space. The figure the park was purchased for is currently unknown, but parish council funds and a contribution from Broadland District Council will be used.
And a little more about that deer park. Repeated rounds of applause filled Old Catton's Church Hall at a momentous meeting as elated and relieved locals were told that their beloved green space had been saved. The news that the area's deer park had been purchased from a development company by the Parish Council was announced by Chairman Bradley Sabaton Coe at an extraordinary general meeting on Friday, the 24th of March. The purchase, for an undisclosed sum, removes the threat of the site being used for housing. Previous owners, Devlin Developments, had wanted to build homes on some of the land. The papers were signed at the front of the busy hall and witnessed by Peter Crisp, former Old Catton councillor and deer park activist of 4 decades. Thanks were expressed for the community for their work in campaigning to save the land from being partially developed for homes, specifically to the Deer Park Action Group, DPAG, and its chairwoman, Kathy Branson, for working to protect it and gathering data about the site's environmental significance.
Hopes of saving a city centre tree have seen campaigners unite in an attempt to keep the chainsaws away. The large ash tree in question is under threat from the imminent revamp of Haymarket, with 650 people so far signing an online petition to save it. Preparatory work for the area's redevelopment is starting, and it has been revealed that the tree, outside the side window of the former Topshop store, is in fact carrying ash dieback, a disease which kills ash trees. Candy Cunningham, who created the petition, said, "In a climate emergency, we really should be preserving and adding to city trees, not removing them, unless necessary." Gary Champion, Green Party councillor for Sewell Ward, believes the tree needs to be removed, but replaced. The Hay Hill area will undergo a transformation as part of the government's £25 million Towns Fund. As part of this transformation, shoppers can expect to see planters installed, more seating, a water feature, and increased space for activities. According to the City Council, nearly 80% of people who responded to the proposals supported the scheme, which aims to create a more natural, greener place.